Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, January 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to continue back on the chaos that's happening within the Michigan Republican Party. Because one of the things I think is happening here is the process that's taking place in the Republican Party, the state, Michigan, GOP. I'm not talking about the local county parties, because I believe, honestly, a bunch of good patriots are now running the county parties, especially in our listening area. Now, one thing that's happening, I believe, is the fact that this is a process. You want to understand the process? Well, the process is happening before our eyes. People are saying that this is a battle that's been going on for decades in the state of Michigan within the Republican Party. It goes all the way back to the 1970s, folks. We've been dealing with this since George Romney, Mitt Romney's father, was the governor of the state of Michigan. I want to put some historical background into this for you so you can understand it. Over Christmas, New Year's, I ran into a longtime friend, Jim Gurr, of Antrim County Republican Party politics. Jim is a lifelong Republican. Even though he was a former union school teacher, he has always been a conservative Republican. Jim is a farmer over in Eldon, Antrim County. He's a huge private property rights kind of guy. He owns a big farm acreage in Antrim County. He does logging on the side to make money. He cuts down mature trees. He chops them up, cuts them up, creates firewood, and delivers firewood to people. Many people in northern Michigan heat their homes with a wood burner, perhaps one in the basement, one in their great room, living room area, one outside, whatever. He provides firewood. He delivers firewood. That's Jim Gurr's background. But he's always been politically engaged and involved. And he told me a story about the Michigan Republican Party going back to 1963. What happened in 1963? George Romney, as governor of the state of Michigan, chose Bill Milliken to be his lieutenant governor from Traverse City. That's how Bill Milliken got into statewide party politics. I didn't know that. I knew Romney had done a constitutional convention in 1963, because if you look at our Michigan State Constitution, and if you come to the class on February 3rd, you'll be given a copy of the Michigan State Constitution, was amended in 1963. That's what gave us a full-time legislature. The state of Michigan was conceived, ratified its constitution, became a state in 1837. We operated for the first 126 years of this state with a part-time legislature. Part-time. Part-time. Meaning they would gavel in, basically, like right now, they're going to do this week on Wednesday, January 10th. They're going to gavel in. They're going to go into session. Well, from 1837 until 1963, they gaveled in January when snow's coming, bad weather, cold temperatures, road conditions not necessarily perfect for traveling. They would go down to Lansing and hunker down for a month or two and pass a budget. Maybe they would pass a few bills. But as soon as they were done with the budget, which is what they are constitutionally obligated to do, and passed a few important bills, laws, that their constituents told them that they wanted change, they would then vote on them, and the governor would sign them, and they'd go home. That was it. Their legislative work for the entire year was over. Well, fast forward to 1963, Governor Romney was a very wealthy Republican, chose a moderate Republican from Traverse City, Bill Milliken, to be his lieutenant governor. And they decided it was time that our state constitution had to be updated, had to be amended. What was number one biggest issue for then Governor George Romney? He did not want to deal with constituent services. At the time, for the first 126 years of our state, the governor, who oversees the executive branch, he is the CEO of the state government, is also in charge of all your bureaucratic agencies. The DNR, Liquor Control Commission, the Michigan State Board of Education, every single item in our state government, the 14, 15 departments at the time, was overseen, and the boss was the governor. The governor was in charge of the bureaucratic agencies. If you had a problem with your state government, you contacted the governor, and the governor would fix it. He would call up the department head. Get your butt down to my office right now. I have a constituent in my office complaining about you and your department. You got some explaining to do. Get your butt down here. Oh, man. The governor just called me. I got to go to the governor's office. Now, Mr. Bishop here has an issue with your department. Mr. Bishop, what have you experienced from this person's department? The constituent lay out his case, present the problem, explain how he's being unfairly treated by this bureaucratic agency. The governor would look at the head of the department and say, fix it, take care of his problem today. If you don't, you're fired. That's how the state of Michigan operated, folks, for 126 years. Soapy. T. Menon Williams, governor, that's his nickname, Soapy, because he cleaned things up. He got things done, besides the fact that his folks were involved in the soap company. But here is the bottom line. The process changed in 1963. That's why it's critically important you come to the class to learn about the Michigan State Constitution, to see the original one and how it was reaffirmed in 1963. And how this Democrat-controlled legislature last year, 2023, and this Democrat governor completely violated our state constitution. There is bills that were passed in the House and the Senate on partisan lines, 56 to 54, passed in the Senate 20 to 18, signed by this governor that are unconstitutional. You're going to learn all that in the class. Goes directly against our state constitution. Some Republicans even voted for this crap. John DeMuth voted to ban firearms in our Capitol when on the very first page of our state constitution, Article 1, Section 6 clearly says we have the right to bear arms, period. Has nothing to do with a well-regulated militia like the Second Amendment does in our U.S. Constitution. But I digress. The process was changed in 1963. And that's when I believe we then fundamentally changed the structure of our state government and the two-party system here in the state of Michigan. We went from part-time to full-time, meaning they're there year-round. Their salaries went from $3,000 a year to $12,000 a year. Quadrupled the salary. Why? Because now you deal with constituent services. I'm going to play golf at Oakland Hills Country Club in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Milliken got elected governor and worked with the Democrats to further this uniparty concept. Folks, this started in the 1960s. Simultaneously, we ended up getting eventually down there in Detroit, Mayor Coleman Young. The communist socialist Democrat governor who basically started the decline of the biggest city in our state, Detroit, Michigan. Do you know before this started, Michigan was the 9th richest state in America? The city of Detroit, one of the wealthiest cities in the country. On par with New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, many others around the country. We were in the top 10. Today, we're in the bottom 10 on almost every single measurement. That's the process that this state has gone through, folks, since 1963. It's been 60 years in the process. We're going to continue talking about the process after this break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, and am prepared to close the floodgates. paid for by Dr. Sherry Persenet.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. One of the things I think that people don't understand is the process. How did we get here? How is it that people are fed up with this infighting within the Republican Party? Doesn't happen on the Democrat Party side. Why? Because they win. They have perfected a system of winning elections. Yeah, you can talk about rigged elections. You can talk about ballot harvesting. You can talk about the machines. You can talk about all of that. But when you get down to the bottom line, folks, it comes to numbers. We had people in 2022's November general election that did not vote. As a result, the Democrats got a two-seat slim majority in the House and the State Senate in Lansing. They rammed their agenda through. When you have the power, when you have the gavel, when you have control, that's what you do. But we have all this infighting. We have the grand new party. We have the House Freedom Caucus. We have Republicans that get elected in strong conservative districts, but yet they go down and vote for a Democrat speaker just to get on committees that they don't have any say on anyway. But it was a ceremonial vote, Randy. You don't understand. The Democrats got the majority, and I had to vote for the Democrat speaker. No, you did not. You are from a very strong Northern Michigan conservative district. You did not have to do that. But you want to be a butt kisser, and you want to go down to Lansing and play nice with people, so that's what you did. We understand. But guess what? Elections have consequences. People are going to be held accountable this year. We're going to grow the parties. I talked to Roxanne Dufort. She's going to be on the show in the next hour. They're going to fill their slots for the precinct delegates in Mackinac County. She's going to elevate people. If you live in Mackinac County, you need to come to the class on February 3rd at the Little Bear Arena in St. Ignace and be trained up on Michigan's state constitution and Robert's Rules of Order and be elevated to fill vacancies that she has for precinct delegates in Mackinac County Republican Party. Why? Because we've got work to do in Mackinac County. She informed me that the former chairman of the board, Mike Patrick, a good friend of mine, got voted out as being the chairman of the Mackinac County Board of Commissioners. A Democrat who runs as a Republican – this Jody, Julie, whatever the heck her name, Kaiser is, got elected to be chair of the Mackinac County Board of Commissioners. Are you kidding me? And the vote was 4-1. Of course, Mike Patrick voted against her being the chair. Why? Because she was always fighting Mike Patrick on everything, including our constitutional county resolution. So guess what, you four county commissioners just bought yourself a primary challenge in August. Yes, if you live in Mackinac County, you need to get a hold of Roxanne Duford. Express your interest in running as a true patriot conservative Republican in Mackinac County as a county commissioner, because we are going to replace the four county commissioners that voted Mike Patrick out. We're also going to get a new sheriff, one that will go on the record of saying, as of February 14th, a month and 6 days away from today, he will not enforce the red flag laws and the safe storage laws passed by the Democrats coming out of Lansing. They violate our constitutional rights, and therefore he won't enforce them, because we are a Mackinac County constitutional county. If the sheriff won't come out and say that, your butt's getting replaced in the August primary. And anytime, sheriff, you want to come on the show, 231-360-5140. Call me. You can answer that question on this show. You can talk directly to the voters of the Mackinac County Republican Party and primary voters in Mackinac County anytime you're willing to come on the show and answer that question. You, sir, Sheriff Wilkes, will you or will you not enforce red flag laws and safe storage laws that go into effect on February 14th? Yes or no? Do you believe they're unconstitutional? Yes or no? Come on the show and answer those questions. Either answer the questions in front of the people of Mackinac County, or don't even file your affidavit of identity, because you will be defeated in the August primary. And you four county commissioners, bye-bye. Bye-bye. You're going to be replaced in August. And the guy with the most experience and the most conservative patriot in Mackinac County as a county commissioner is Mike Patrick. He will be voted back in as chairman of that board January of next year. We're done playing nice, people. This is the plan. Hour number three, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Take out the paper.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. On the job every day, fighting for Michigan business.